So we had a little bit of history through the Old Testament. And the Jews were being prepared by God to be looking for the Messiah. And the Messiah came, praise the Lord. But most of the Jews did not recognize him. Many of the leaders did not accept the Messiah. But a number of Jewish leaders and people did receive the Messiah. And of course the greatest work Jesus Christ did was on the cross that we talked about last
week.
After Christ rose from the dead, then he ascended to the third heavens, to the highest heavens, at the right hand of God. And then the Bible tells us that he poured out the Holy Spirit. That's what we're going to talk about today. The pouring out of the Holy Spirit was a huge step in God's plan. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit did come upon some believers. And the Holy Spirit empowered some believers to prophesy and do other works for God. But according to many Bible teachers, the Holy Spirit never permanently dwelled in the Old Testament Jews. It might come upon a prophet to speak. But would never be permanently living inside of them. But now God is going to do something wonderful and new. He's going to give His Holy Spirit to indwell in man. And to be upon man too. Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
And
we'll read these verses. Acts chapter 2, all of these verses.
परमेश्वर जीवित पार्नुभयो यस कुराका हामी साक्षी छौं यसै कारण परमेश्वरको दाहिनी बाहुलीपट्टि उहाँ विराज वहाँ पुच्छ पारिनु भयो र पिताबाट पवित्र आत्माको प्रतिज्ञा पाउनु भयो र उहाँले यो खनाइदिनु भएको हो जे तपाईँहरू देख्नु र सुन्नुहुन्छ आमेन
हालेलुया
हालेलुया
द डे अफ पेन्टेकोस्ट वाज एन अमेजिङ डे
पेन्टेकोस्टको दिन चाहिँ बडो अचम्मको दिन थियो
This was one of those seven feast days that the Lord had for Israel.
Israelilai parmeshwar dinu bhayeka satra charu madhye yo Pentecost chai ekti madhye ek thiyo.
It's one you remember from Genesis 1 where it talked about the appointed times. Pentecost was an appointed time by the Lord.
तपाईँलाई याद होला कि हामीले उत्पत्ति एक दिन खुला गर्दै थियौँ अनि परमेश्वरले के निर्दिष्ट समयहरू चाहिँ आउने दिनमा चाहिँ यस्तो हुन्छ तोक्नु भएको थियो अनि पेन्टेकोस्ट चाहिँ उहाँले पुरानो कालमै तोक्नु भएको एउटा समय थियो
Having finished the work on the cross.
क्रुसको काम सिद्धाउनु भएन
Having been raised up for our justification.
हामी धर्मी ठहरनको लागि मृत्युबाट जीवित भइसक्नु भएपछि
Jesus received from the Spirit from the Father the promise of the Spirit.
यीशुले चाहिँ पिताबाट चाहिँ पवित्र आत्माको प्रतिज्ञा पाउनु भयो
And he poured it out onto the earth.
र उहाँले त्यो चाहिँ पृथ्वीमा खन्याउनु भयो.
He poured it out to these 120 that had been praying for several days.
हृदयदेखि प्रार्थना गरिबसिराखेका ती 120 जनामाथि उहाँले पवित्र आत्मा खन्याइदिनु भयो.
And they began to praise God.
र उनले परमेश्वर प्रशंसा गर्न थाले.
In different languages.
विभिन्न भाषामा उनले बोल्न थाले.
So that all the people that had gathered there for that festival, that feast.
त्यो चाडमा भेला भएको सबै मानिसहरू
People who came from Africa and different lands.
Africa देखि अरु राष्ट्रदेखि आएका मानिसहरू जो त्यहाँ थिए.
They could all hear the praise of God and the glory of God in their own language.
अनि उनीले चाहिँ अब ती मानिसले विभिन्न भाषामा बोल्न थाले. विभिन्न ठाउँबाट आएका मानिसले चाहिँ उनीहरूको आफ्नै भाषामा चाहिँ परमेश्वर प्रशंसा महिमा दिइराखेको कुरा उनले सुने.
And in these verses that we just read.
अनि जुन पत्र हामीले भर्खरै पढ्यौ.
Peter said this was this was like it said in Joel.
अनि पत्र भने यो कुरा त योएल अगमुक्तले अगमानी गरे जस्तै भएको छ
God's spirit would come.
परमेश्वरको आत्मा आउनुहुनेछ
We poured out.
अनि खन्याइनुहुनेछ
And people could prophesy.
अनि मानिसले अगमानी बोल्न सक्नेछन्
This was the first time.
यो चाहिँ पहिलो पटक थियो
That God's holy spirit.
परमेश्वर पवित्र आत्मा चाहिँ आउनुभयो यो पहिलो पटक थियो
Came to permanently live inside of man.
मानिस भित्र चाहिँ आएर सदाको लागि बस्नलाई आउनु भएको छ यो चाहिँ पहिलो पटक पहिलो सुरुवात हो
So in God's plan.
यसरी परमेश्वरको आफ्नो योजनामा
This started a whole new era, a whole new stage of God's plan.
अनि यो यसरी चाहिँ यो परमेश्वरको योजनाको यो चाहिँ एउटा नयाँ सुरुवात नयाँ युगको सुरुवात भयो यसरी
So some Bible teachers
यसैले कति बाइबल विद्वानहरूले बाइबल शिक्षकले यसरी भन्छन्
Call this the age of grace.
यसलाई चाहिँ उनीहरूले अनुग्रहको युग भनेर भन्छन्
Or the age of the Holy Spirit.
अथवा चाहिँ पवित्र आत्माको युग भनेर भन्छन्
Or the age of the church.
मण्डलीको युग भनेर पनि भन्छन्
Because the Holy Spirit was now establishing the church.
अब चाहिँ यहाँले पवित्र आत्माले नै मण्डली स्थापना गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ वास्तवमा
1 Corinthians 12:13
पहिलो कोरिन्थी 12 को 13 पद किनकि एउटै पवित्र आत्माद्वारा हामी सबैले एउटै शरीरमा बप्तिस्मा पाएका छौँ यहुदी वा ग्रिक कमारो वा फुक्का हामी सबैलाई एउटै पवित्र आत्माबाट पिउना दिइयो
The coming of the Holy Spirit
पवित्र आत्माको आगमन
was to do a work in men.
पवित्रको आगमन चाहिँ मानिस भित्र पवित्र आत्मा चाहिँ मानिसको जीवन मानिस भित्र काम गर्न आउनु भएको थियो.
It would baptize man or immerse man.
मानिसलाई बप्तिस्मा दिनको लागि डुबाउनको लागि थियो.
This is not baptism by water.
यो चाहिँ पानीद्वारा बप्तिस्मा होइन.
This is baptism by the Spirit.
यो चाहिँ आत्माको बप्तिस्मा हो.
Into the body of Christ.
ख्रीष्टको शरीरभित्र चाहिँ बप्तिस्मा गराउनु.
Jews and Greeks.
यहुदी र अन्य जातिहरू.
Jews and Gentiles.
यहुदी र अन्य जातिहरू, ग्रीकहरू.
And this verse tells us. That we were all baptized into that body. The church was established at the day of Pentecost. There were some people there from different lands. They were not Jews by birth. They were Jewish, but they were practicing the Jewish religion. They were Jewish learners. They adopted the Jewish religion. But they weren't Jewish by birth. But on that day, those people who were actually Gentiles, as well as the Jews that were there, were all baptized into the body of Christ. And then in Acts chapter 10, the Holy Spirit made it more clear about God's intention. God's intention was to include the Gentiles into the blessing of the Jews. So you remember that Peter had the vision on the rooftop. And in the vision, a sheet was let down with all kinds of animals. And God told him to eat. And those animals represented the unclean things. But God was explaining to him later that the Gentiles are not unclean. The Gentiles are being included into my program. So Peter went to Cornelius' house. He was a Gentile who had been praying to God. Wanting to be right with God. And when Peter came to his house, and Peter saw that God wanted to include them, the Spirit fell. And they began praising God. Some of them spoke in tongues. But this was to show that the Holy Spirit was including the Gentiles. All of this goes back to the Abrahamic covenant that we talked about. One of the things that God promised Abraham, in you and in your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. This was the blessing now coming to the Gentiles. The blessings were not physical blessings. The Gentiles were not going to get the promised land. But they were going to share in the spiritual blessing that God had for These are the spiritual blessings of the new covenant. Remember, we showed that the new covenant was underneath of the Abraham covenant. Covered under that. Jeremiah had prophesied that there would be a new covenant. There wouldn't be like the covenant of the law where you just had to do things according to the law. But the new covenant said that God's Spirit would be in them. Let's turn to Galatians 3:14. This is a wonderful verse, this one here. Read that one.
उहाँले हामीलाई मोलतिर चिताउनुभयो ताकि अब्राहमलाई दिएको आशिष ख्रीष्ट येशूद्वारा अन्य जातिहरूमा आओस् र हामी विश्वासद्वारा प्रतिज्ञाको पवित्र आत्मा प्राप्त गर्न सकौँ.
It says that in Christ Jesus. Now Christ Jesus was one of Abraham's descendants, the promised the single seed that was coming.
अनि ख्रीष्ट येशू चाहिँ अब्राहमलाई प्रतिज्ञा गरेको त्यस एकजना सन्तान एक वचन छ सन्तान छ त्यो सन्तान येशू चाहिँ हुनुहुन्छ.
The blessing of Abraham.
अब्राहमको आशीर्वाद आशीष
might come to the Gentiles.
अब्राहमको आशीष चाहिँ अन्य जातिहरू पनि आओस् भनेर.
So that they would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The blessing of Abraham was a spiritual blessing here. And a big part of that was the Holy Spirit himself. Remember when Jesus had the time of the Passover meal with the disciples. The night before he went to the cross. He said, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Jesus was saying, now is the time that the new covenant will be established. I am going to establish the new covenant through my blood. When I die on the cross, that will mean the time for the new covenant is here. Now let's turn to Hebrews chapter
8.
The writer of Hebrews in that letter is reminding those who received the letter what the new covenant was all about.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ हिब्रूको लेखकले चाहिँ नयाँ करारहरू के हो भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ स्मरण गराउँदै यो पत्र लेखेको छ.
And if you read verses 10 through 12 of chapter 8, these are the spiritual blessings.
आठको दसदेखि बाह्रसम्म हामी पढ्नेछ यी चाहिँ त आत्मिक आशिषहरू हुन्.
Coming to the church.
यो यी आत्मिक आशिषहरू चाहिँ मण्डलीमा
through sharing in the blessings of Abraham.
अब्राहमको आशिषको भागीदार भएर.
So would you please read verses 10, 11, and 12.
दसदेखि बाह्रसम्म परमप्रभु भन्नुहुन्छ त्यही दिनपछि म इजरायलको घरानासँग यो करार बाँध्दैछु तिनीहरूका मनमा मेरो व्यवस्था राखिदिनेछु र तिनीहरूको हृदयमा त्यो लेखिदिनेछु र म तिनीहरूका परमेश्वर हुनेछु अनि तिनीहरू मेरा प्रजा हुनेछन्. परमप्रभुलाई चिना भन्न अब उसो कुनै मानिसले आफ्नो छिमेकीलाई वा आफ्ना दाजुभाइलाई सिकाउने छैनन् किनकि सानादेखि लिएर ठुलासम्म तिनीहरू सबैले मलाई चिन्नेछन् किनकि तिनीहरूका अपराधहरू म क्षमा गर्नेछु र तिनीहरूका पाप फेरि कहिले सम्झने छैन.
Mainly the blessings are two blessings, two spiritual blessings.
यहाँ विशेष गरी चाहिँ दुईवटा आशीषहरू छन्.
Number one is the indwelling spirit of God.
पहिलो कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको पवित्र आत्माको हामीमा हुने बास.
This is seen in verse 10 and 11 because God says, I will put my laws into their hearts and on their minds I will put them.
किनभने यो चाहिँ हामी दर्शकहरूमा पाउँछौँ. त्यहाँ उहाँले भन्नुभएको छ, म मेरो व्यवस्था तिनीको मनमा तिनीको हृदयमा म हालिदिनेछु.
In the old covenant, God has laws on the tablet with 10 commandments.
पुरानो करारमा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था चाहिँ 10 आज्ञामा दश आज्ञा चाहिँ ढुङ्गामा लेखिएको थियो.
But in the new covenant, he writes them on our heart.
तर नयाँ करारमा चाहिँ उहाँले त्यो कुरा चाहिँ हाम्रो हृदयमा लेख्नुहुन्छ.
And it says that they will know the Lord in verse 11. A personal knowledge of the Lord. Both of these verses are really talking about the activity of the Holy Spirit in the believer. The Holy Spirit is given for us to know the Lord.
पवित्र आत्मा चाहिँ परमप्रभुलाई चिन्नको लागि हामीलाई दिनुभएको छ.
To know Jesus.
यीशुलाई जान्न चिन्नको लागि.
To know his life and his ways.
उहाँको जीवन उहाँको मार्गलाई जान्नको लागि.
To learn his leading.
उहाँको अगुवाईलाई जान्नको लागि.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the second spiritual blessing.
दोस्रो आत्मिक आशिष चाहिँ
verse 12.
12 पद.
That is the forgiveness of sins.
सुचि पापको क्षमा पन.
In the Old Testament time,
नयाँ करारको समयमा,
actually God only passed over sins.
पुरानो समयमा चाहिँ परमेश्वरले त्यो पापलाई नागेर मात्रै जानुहुन्थ्यो.
On the Day of Atonement,
पशुको दिनमा,
the high priest went into the temple one day a year.
वर्षमा एकपल्ट चाहिँ प्रधान पुजारी चाहिँ त्यो मन्दिरभित्र जानुहुन्थ्यो.
He took the blood of an animal.
उसले चाहिँ जनावरको रगत लिएर जान्थे.
He sprinkled it on the ark of the covenant.
त्यो करारको सन्दूकमाथि चाहिँ प्रधान पुजारीले जनावरको रगत छर्काउने गर्थे.
And because of that, God would overlook their sins for that year.
त्यो वर्षको सबै पापलाई परमेश्वरले छोडिदिनुहुन्थ्यो.
That sins were only covered in God's eyes.
ती पापहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वरको नजरमा चाहिँ केवल छोपिदिएको मात्रै हुन्थ्यो.
They weren't taken away.
त्यो पापहरू चाहिँ हटाएको चाहिँ हुन्न थियो, केवल छोप्ने काम मात्रै हुन्थ्यो.
But when Christ came,
तर जब ख्रीष्ट आउनुभयो,
and he entered into the holiest of all in the heavenlies,
उहाँ चाहिँ स्वर्ग महापवित्र स्थानमा जानुभयो.
He took the blood that would take away the sin.
उहाँले चाहिँ रगत लिएर उहाँले चाहिँ ती पापलाई हटाउनुभयो.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So these are the two big things in the spiritual blessings of the new covenant for the church.
मण्डलीको लागि नयाँ करारमा दिएको चाहिँ आत्मिक दुईवटा ठूला आशिष हुन्.
We're sharing the blessings given to Abraham.
हामीले चाहिँ अब्राहमलाई दिएको आशिषलाई चाहिँ हामीले पनि पाइराखेका छौँ.
For the most part, the Jewish people now are in unbelief.
धेरै ठाउँमा धेरै यहुदीहरू चाहिँ अझै पनि अविश्वासी नै छन्.
But if you read that chart that I gave you that has all the events on there, at the end of the age, they will have a great turn to Jesus Christ. And all the Jews that are left alive on the earth at that time, the whole nation that is still alive at the end of the age,
सबै जाति जो चाहिँ युगको अन्त्यसम्म जीवित रहन्छन्,
they will be saved.
उनले उद्धार पाउनेछन्.
And that will be the fulfillment of the new covenant for the nation of Israel.
त्यो चाहिँ इज्राएल जातिको लागि परमप्रभुले गर्नुभएको करार चाहिँ करारको परिपूर्णता हो.
So now we have the Holy Spirit.
अब हामीसँग पवित्र आत्मा हुनुहुन्छ.
So what is the Holy Spirit trying to do in our lives?
अब पवित्र आत्माले हाम्रो जीवनमा के चाहिँ काम गर्न खोज्दै हुनुहुन्छ त?
Let's talk about a few things.
हामी केही कुराहरू हामी हेरौँ.
We already said before that the Holy Spirit has made alive our human spirit.
अनि हामी पहिले नै हेर्यौँ कि पवित्र आत्माले चाहिँ हाम्रो मानवीय आत्मालाई चाहिँ मानिसको आत्मालाई चाहिँ जीवित पारिदिनु भयो.
So it is now possible for us to have fellowship with God.
यस कारणले अब चाहिँ परमेश्वरको सङ्गति गर्नको लागि सम्भव भएको छ.
1 Corinthians 6:17.
पहिलो कुरिन्थी 6:17 पद.
Want to read that for us?
पहिलो कुरिन्थी 6:17 पद. जो प्रभु जो तर जो प्रभुसँग एक हुन्छ त्यो उहाँसँग आत्मामा एउटै हुनेछ
He who is joining himself to the Lord
जो चाहिँ परमप्रभुमा एक हुन्छ सहभागी हुन्छ
is one spirit with him
अनि वहाँसँग एउटै आत्मा हुन्छ
His spirit and our spirit
अनि वहाँको आत्मा र हाम्रो आत्मा
are together
सँगै हुन्छ
in communication
अनि संसारमा बात
in fellowship
सम्बुद्धिमा हुन्छ
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Now let's turn to Ephesians 1:13 and 14.
अब यसको 14 र 15 पदलाई हामी हेरौं.
If you will read that, please.
परमेश्वरको आफ्नो सम्पत्ति अर्थात् हामीले हाम्रो पूर्ण उद्धार नपाएसम्म उहाँका महिमाको प्रशंसाको निम्ति पवित्र आत्मा हाम्रो उत्तराधिकारको बैना हुनुहुन्छ प्रभु येशूप्रति रहेको तिमीहरूको विश्वास र सबै सन्तप्रति तिमीहरूका प्रेमको विषय मैले सुनेको कारणले नै
And then chapter 4 verse 30
13 and 14 मैले 15 पढेछु 13 14 चाहिँ 13 पढौ तिमीहरू जसले सत्यको वचन अर्थात आफ्नो मुक्तिको सुसमाचार सुन्यौ र उहाँमा विश्वास गर्यौ उहाँमा नै तिमीहरूलाई प्रतिज्ञा गरिएका पवित्र आत्माको छाप लगाएको थियो परमेश्वरको आफ्नो सम्पत्ति अर्थात् हामीहरूले हाम्रो पूर्ण उद्धार नपाएसम्म उहाँका महिमाको प्रशंसाको निम्ति पवित्र आत्मा हाम्रो उत्तराधिकारको बैना हुनुहुन्छ
When we heard the gospel,
जब हामीले सुसमाचार सुन्यौ
and then believed,
त्यसपछि विश्वास गर्यौ
we put our complete trust and faith in Jesus.
हामीले हाम्रो पूर्ण भरोसा विश्वास चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टमा राख्यौ.
And we received him.
र हामीले उहाँलाई ग्रहण गर्यौ.
At that point God sealed us with the Holy Spirit.
त्यही बेलामा चाहिँ पवित्र आत्माले हामीलाई परमेश्वरले हामीलाई पवित्र आत्माद्वारा छाप लगाउँ पवित्र आत्माको छाप लगाइदिनुहुन्छ.
In the ancient times they had a seal.
प्राचीन समयमा चाहिँ उनको छाप हुन्थ्यो.
This seal had a design on it.
त्यो त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ के आकार हुन्थ्यो रचना हुन्थ्यो
It was used to mark some hot wax.
अनि त्यस चाहिँ त्यो मोहरा चाहिँ कुनै कुरामा यसरी मोहरा छाप लाउँथ्यो
Kind of like a brand on a cattle.
अनि
You know what that is? They may not know
that. छाप जनावरमा चाहिँ लगाइदिने
Let's say Brother Mun.
मानौ उदाहरण
He has his own special seal.
मेरो चाहिँ आफ्नै प्रकारको छाप छ मेरो आफ्नै
It has his name on it.
त्यो छापमा चाहिँ मेरो नाम हुन्छ
Says Mun.
मन भन्ने यहाँ नाम हुन्छ
So then he stamps that let's say there's he stamps that on his bible.
मैले चाहिँ मेरो मन नाम भएको छाप चाहिँ मेरो बाइबलमा लगाउँछु
Oh now take it off. Oh it says Mun.
अनि अब यहाँले चाहिँ यहाँ मन भन्ने छ
Brothers and sisters.
दाजुभाइहरु
We are all sealed. There's a stamp on us.
हामीलाई सबैमाथि छाप लगाएको छ
of the Holy Spirit
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
That stamp means two things
त्यो छापको अर्थ दुईटा हुन्छ
And number one it says you belong to God
पहिलो कुरा चाहिँ तपाई परमेश्वरमा हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने यसरी जनाउँछ
This says man
यसरी यहाँ चाहिँ मन भनेर छाप
लगाएको belong it's his bible
अब यो चाहिँ मेरो भन्ने
कुरा belong to him
यो मेरो हो
Amen Not only that, but usually this seal meant it was to secure something or to make something safe. If they had a scroll in the ancient world, and they put wax on the edge of the scroll, they put some hot wax, like candle wax, candle like...
त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ त्यो छेउमा चाहिँ गम गम
गम लगाइदिन्थ्यो they would seal the scroll
त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ त्यो चरपत्र चाहिँ छाप लगाइदिन्थ्यो
put the seal on the gum
त्यो त्यहाँनिर गमले बेरेर चाहिँ टाँसी दिएर त्यो माथि छाप ठोक्थ्यो
the contents of the scroll were safe
अनि अब यसको सूचीहरू चाहिँ यसभित्रको कुराहरू चाहिँ एकदम सुरक्षित छ
no one could get into the scroll
अनि कसैले पनि त्यो खोलेर चाहिँ हेर्न सक्दैन भन्ने कुरा
without someone knowing it
अनि
anyway that's okay The point is, when God seals us with the Holy Spirit, He says we are His property. I am keeping you safe and keeping you mine. No one can take you out of my hand, Jesus said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then in verse 14 it said that this seal was a pledge of our inheritance. What this means is this. If you were going to buy a piece of property in the ancient world, that property right over there, if Mun was going to sell that to me, he would take some dirt from that, a handful of dirt from that property. And he would give it to me as a pledge. When I finish paying for the land, then he would give me the rest of the land. God has given us the Holy Spirit as a down payment. As a pledge. That someday we will inherit the fullness of God. We will experience the fullness of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 4, verse 30.
अनि परमेश्वरका पवित्र आत्मालाई दुखी नतुल्याऊ जसमा उद्धारको निम्ति तिमीहरू उद्धारको दिनको निम्ति तिमीहरू छाप लगाएका छौ.
Says we are sealed for the day of the Holy Spirit. We're sealed for the day of redemption. When Christ comes back, that will be the day of redemption. We'll be kept safe by Him until the day He comes back. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit also gives us power. Acts chapter 1. Power to witness for God. Read verse chapter
1
verse
8 please.
The Holy Spirit gives me power to witness and gives you power to witness. When we depend on the Holy Spirit, then He can enable us to speak for the Lord.
To
be a witness for Him and to speak His word. The Holy Spirit also gives us gifts for spiritual service. It's 1 Corinthians 12, but we're not going to look there now. You can look it up. Gifts for spiritual service. Okay. This Holy Spirit works very closely with the Word of God. Look at John chapter
16.
Verses 13 through 15.
युहन्ना 16 अध्याय 13 14 पद हामी हेर्ने छौ। सोह्र अध्यायको 13 र 14 पद, जब उहाँ अर्थात् सत्यका आत्मा आउनुहुनेछ तब उहाँले तिमीहरूलाई सबै सत्यतामा डोर्याउनुहुनेछ। उहाँ आफ्नो तर्फबाट बोल्नुहुने छैन, उहाँले जे सुन्नुहुन्छ त्यही बोल्नुहुनेछ र हुन आउने कुराहरू तिमीहरूलाई घोषणा गरिदिनुहुनेछ।
The Holy Spirit will take things of Christ, spiritual truth and revelation of Him, and make them real to us. The Holy Spirit will glorify the Lord Jesus. Will show us how wonderful He is. And will reveal that to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
दोस्रो कोरिन्थी 3 अध्याय।
At the end of this chapter,
यसको अन्तिम, यस अध्यायको अन्तिममा,
before we read these verses, I just want to explain a little bit.
यो पदलाई पढ्नुभन्दा अगाडि म अलिकति व्याख्या गर्न चाहन्छु।
Paul is saying that when the Jews read the Bible, that they had a veil blocking their eyes.
पाउलले पनि भन्दैछ कि जब यहुदीले बाइबल पढे, उनले बाइबल पढ्दै गर्दा पढ्दाखेरि उनीहरूको आँखामा चाहिँ घुम्टो लगाएको थियो।
They couldn't see the truth.
उनले सत्यको देख्न सकेनन्।
But he says in verse 14, he says the veil is removed in Christ.
Verse 16
is very important.
16 पदले महत्त्वपूर्ण छ।
It says, I'm not sure what it reads in the Pali, but it says, whenever a person or whenever it turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. What does it say?
Yeah, that's right.
It.
Yes.
It. Okay. But whenever it turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
र जब चाहिँ यो मानिस चाहिँ प्रभुबाट फर्कन्छ अनि त्यसको घुम्टो चाहिँ हटाइनेछ।
And we're talking about when you read the word of God, because verse 14 talks about the reading of the word of God.
यो भनेको चाहिँ जब हामी प्रभुको वचनलाई पढ्छौँ, किन माथि चाहिँ नि प्रभुको वचनको सम्बन्धमा 14 पद भनिएको छ।
This tells us something very important that the Holy Spirit wants to do in our life. He wants to work in the Word of God to change our life. But we have to cooperate with the Lord. Number one, we have to spend time in the Word. But verse 16 is critical. The person has to turn their heart to the Lord. It says, whenever it turns to the Lord, probably refers to the person's heart.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ यो जो यो फर्किन्छ भन्ने कुरा छ, यसको अर्थ चाहिँ व्यक्तिगत मान्छेको हृदय
चाहिँ
प्रभु फर्कन्छ।
So when I come to the word of God,
त्यसो जब प्रभु परमको वचनमा आउँछु,
I have to say, oh God,
मैले त भन्नु पर्ने हुन्छ,
I turn my heart toward you,
म मेरो हृदय तपाईँ त फर्काउँदछु,
I want to learn from you,
म तपाईँबाट सिक्न चाहन्छु,
I want to hear from you,
म तपाईँबाट सुन्न चाहन्छु,
I'm willing to change and listen to your voice. I desire to know you in a deeper way. And then when we do that, then the Spirit will minister to us. Verse 17 says the Spirit will free us.
Will
give us liberty. It means freedom from just legalistic things. But the important part is verse 18. When we do this, when we come to the Lord with an open heart, seeking after Him, Then it says what?
त्यसपछि यसले के भन्छ भनेदेखि
We behold the glory of the Lord.
अनि हामीले परमेश्वरको महिमालाई देख्छौँ.
And are being transformed or changed.
र हामी चाहिँ बदलिनेछौँ.
Into the same image.
र त्यही रूपमा.
From glory to glory.
एक महिमादेखि अर्को महिमासम्म.
As from the Lord the Spirit.
जसले परमप्रभु परमेश्वर परमप्रभु उहाँको आत्मा अनुसार.
The Holy Spirit which began to work in our life. So that more and more we will be in the image of God. We will live out the life of God. We will live out the character of God. It's very, in a sense, mysterious. But the more we spend time in the Word with our heart open, seeking the Lord Himself, the Holy Spirit is doing a hidden work in our heart. Turning us more and more into the image of Christ.
One last thing.
Ephesians 5:18. Ephesians 5:18.
To be filled with the Spirit. That word really means controlled by the Spirit. He's contrasting this about someone being drunk with wine. If I drink a whole lot of wine, I'll be under the influence of the wine, right? I won't walk well. I'll do stupid things. That's the influence of the wine. So he says, don't be drunk with wine. He says, but I want you to have another influence. I want you to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. This is a command in Scripture. That we should be under the control of the Holy Spirit. And as we do this, more and more we will walk in the things the Lord wants us to walk. We'll have the attitude the Lord wants us to have.
अनि परमप्रभुले जुन प्रकारको विचार भावना हामीमा भएको उहाँ चाहनुहुन्छ हामीले तिनै कुरा तिनै प्रवृत्तिहरू विचार भावना पाउनेछौँ.
We'll do the things God wants us to do.
अनि परमेश्वरले गरेको जुन काम परमेश्वरले गरेको उहाँ चाहन हामीद्वारा गरेको चाहनुहुन्छ हामीले ती कामहरू गर्न
सक्छौँ. We'll put away the deeds of the flesh, the doings of the old flesh nature by the Spirit. And more and more will produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life. We'll talk more on how to practice this. Hallelujah, we're in the age of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit's been poured out. Every person here who has received Jesus has the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is at work in your life. We just need to cooperate with Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.